everybody, and welcome back to an exciting episode of Mike's Movie Minute. This is episode number 25, and I'm going to be recording about a movie that, you know, talks about friendship, talks about mystery, talks about the underworld. All three of those go together here in this new movie, Scoob. It was released on May 15th, 2020. It's about an hour and a half long. It's rated PG. In this movie, the summary is Scooby and a gang face their most challenging mystery yet, a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerberus upon the world. As they race to stop this dog apocalypse, the gang discovers that Scooby has an epic destiny greater than anyone has. I can imagine it stars the voice talents of Will Forte, Mark Wahlberg, Jason Isaacs, Gina Rodriguez, Zac Efron, Amanda Seyfried, Kiersey Clemons, Ken Jeong, Tracy Morgan, Frank Welker, back to voice Scooby after all these years. So it has a pretty good cast of voices. It is 50% for the critics and 63% on audience on Rotten Tomato. So as I'm thinking about this movie, and as I watched this movie, I watched it with my family, and you know, those Rotten Tomato scores are actually pretty accurate. It was an okay movie. I enjoyed seeing the new updated animation. The theme song, updated into modern times, was pretty interesting, pretty good. But, you know, it was an okay movie. It wasn't great. It was good. It was fun. It was enjoyable. It's one of those that if my kids want to see something or my family wants to see something, I just need to pop something on. It does not give me any problem to pop it on and watch it. It's a good popcorn flick. But it's nothing I would rave over. So, if I were to think about this movie, I encourage it. It's, by the way, it is really interesting to see that Scooby, of course, it's Scooby-Doo, has a larger destiny when he's able to lock Cerberus back up in the underworld. It was good to see. I can't think of his name now. The villain in the movie. I know his name is Dick in the movie. But it was good to see him and Mutt again. The last time I saw them was on Wacky Racers. I don't know if you ever caught that back on by Hanna-Barbera. There's quite a few Hanna-Barbera call-outs, especially when when Shaggy gets trapped in the carnival. And the posters on the wall, like, oh, look, there's a, you know, I could pick out, you know, Hong Kong Fooey video game machine and that kind of thing. So it was pretty interesting. But you know what? Again, it was good. It wasn't great. It was enjoyable. So if I were to give this movie, let's rank it out of Scooby Snacks. At 1 out of 10 Scooby Snacks, I'm going to give it 5 Scooby Snacks. It just kind of floats right there. So didn't hate it. Didn't love it. It's right there. So anyways, this has been Mike's Movie Minute, episode number 25. And thanks so much for listening. And we'll catch you next time here on the Movie Side.